Hi, I'm Holly.
And I'm Haley.
Welcome to Mountain Mysteries, Tales from Appalachia.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. Wow.
That was very spirited.
That's a lot.
That was very spirited.
It's very spirited. So I am back at your house this week.
Yeah.
And I got serenaded as I walked in the door by your son yelling poop at me. And I was like, what on earth? And I just like was like rolling out of the car, just whatever. And then I'm like, what are we talking about? Poop. I mean, he's young, so I was like,
he's a
okay.
Young boy.
It's fine. Like, it's whatever. I don't really care. And then I was then serenaded by the Alexa.
Yes.
To the poop song.
That is correct.
And let me tell you, my life has changed.
Just, you know, we're not getting copyrighted here, but I just want to say some of the lyrics.
There are some really solid lines.
I hope it's solid.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a gallbladder anymore, so it's hit or miss.
I know. I'm gonna say it's kind of dicey. We don't know.
Up in the air every time.
Same. But some of the lyrics are like, you know, waiting for it to poop to plop.
The poop to plop was
poop
a good
to
one.
Plop, and once you finish wiping.
Hang on, I gotta find the lyrics.
Leaving Brown Town or something like that.
It's just... Hang on. Sit and wait until the poop plops down.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really solid one.
we hope.
I wipe and wipe till Brown leaves town.
Yeah, it's a great one.
That was also a really good one.
It's a great one.
I feel like there was really another one.
I mean,
really
it's...
good other one. I mean, it was really...
When you get that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that feeling, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. Washing your hands is important.
That's very important.
Yeah. And then we did, after we wash our hands, we do a potty dance. And it was kind of a polka tune.
It turns into a polka.
It was a poop polka.
It was
and so much happening.
He was getting it.
He was. And
he wasn't on the potty, just to clarify.
No. This was we were in the living room.
And he was fully dressed. He
fully
was
clothed.
Running around and dancing to the poop song.
The poop song.
I didn't know the song existed. So earlier today, he said, Mama, ask Alexa to play the poop song. Because if he tries, and he tries, he'll go up to Alexa and Ayaksha! And she doesn't understand him. We need an Alexa for toddlers.
Right.
Anyway, but she doesn't understand. So I said, you know, I told her, turn on this poop song. So poop song, and I didn't think it was a song, and sure enough it starts and he's singing this song too, so he must have heard it at school,
right,
or something, but
yeah.
Clearly he knew this song and he was singing about poop, that and a fire
then man. we got the fire truck song, and I'm also a fan of the fire truck song.
Haley had requested the poop song.
I
again,
did
and
I was
lost it
caused a meltdown and I was not prepared. I was like, it's fine, we can listen to the fire truck song. I'm like, whoa, it's cold.
And I told him, what happens when we have guests? When we have guests and they request a song, we have to...
I'm sorry, it was the poop song.
Exactly.
But like, that's...
But then afterward...
It was a bop.
Exactly. And then afterward, he wanted to hear the poop song.
I know,
time,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, then we got into like a request battle, so...
Yeah.
It was fire truck poop.
Poopy fire truck.
Back and forth. We got some Paw Patrol in there at one point.
We did.
It
yeah.
was a...
It was a rough time trying to get him to go to bed.
There was a lot of music. There was a lot happening.
A lot of me up and downstairs.
I had to just eventually disappear.
He
that
asked,
was not helping the situation.
So now he has called you Sadie for a long time.
Yep.
Now he calls you Auntie Saley.
Auntie Saley. We've gotten the Lee back.
Yes. Auntie Saley.
Still working on that
yeah.
sound.
And he came out and he said, where's Auntie Saley? And I said, oh, she went home.
Because I'm sitting down here like
yeah, well, I knew if he heard you, he would be like, I want to see her. I need to say goodnight to her.
Yeah.
And he'd make up excuses.
Yeah,
so.
It was a lot.
So if you want to know more about poop, just ask my son. He'd be happy to play a jam for you.
Yep, the poop song.
Haley's going to be rocking out to this.
Highly recommend it.
It's good.
It was.
It's motivational.
It's adding it to my Spotify playlist.
It really gets stuff moving.
Yeah, it really does. Gets us moving in all kinds of ways.
Gets that colon going.
I said I will never, you know, use the bathroom and not think of that song now.
Exactly. See?
Life changed
your life.
It was, yeah. Thanks to Alexa.
You never know what you're going to learn when you come here.
I know. That's a lot.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Okay. How about we travel to Georgia this week?
We're never in Georgia.
I'm so sorry. We got to circle back to what just happened. Holly is eating one of these Oreo thins.
Yes.
Mint. And I asked if we could go to Georgia. Holly had just put the cookie in her mouth. She then extracts the full cookie to answer the question and thought we could just roll on highway without me, like,
laughing hysterically. She thought we could be professional. Clearly, she was wrong.
I'm so wrong. I still have my full, no, it's not full. It's like a third of the way full wine bottle.
She left it here and then said she'd come back for it.
Right.
She knew I wouldn't drink it because it's terrible.
And I've drank straight from the bottle for 2 weeks now. So
at least you don't have a problem.
No, I mean, we haven't even made it through the full bottle yet. It was only half full when you gave it to me, so.
Exactly.
This is fine. This feels appropriate. Okay. Let's go to Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're never rarely in Georgia.
We're
now
not.
I can eat my damn cookie.
Eat your cookie. Okay. So we are going to talk about Lake Lanier in Georgia. And I got a lot of this information, all of this information from an all this interesting article written by Austin Harvey, and it was really solid. So if you just, you know, want to skip his podcast and go read his article, I would understand. We're going to talk about it. So, did you know that Lake Lanier was constructed on top of a town called Oscarville, Georgia?
I did not know. It's underneath it?
Yes, it's a flooded town. It's insane. So, Oscarville, Georgia was a historically black town in Georgia. And in 1956, it was like filled in with water.
So, had it been abandoned, or they told everybody to leave?
We're going to get there. Okay. So, Lake Lanier is
a man-made lake.
Man-made lake. And it is one of the most dangerous bodies of waters in America.
Oh.
Because the buildings, the remains of these buildings are just below the surface. So, they ensnare boats and swimmers, and, like, people get caught and drown.
Oh, gosh.
On, like, the tops of buildings.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Sounds like we need a home there.
Yeah. Underwater.
Oh, yeah. How exciting. We could do the podcast from under there.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
So every year, more than 10 million people visit Lake Lanier. And it's in Gainesville, Florida is the name of the town that the lake's in now. It's
Gainesville, Florida?
Georgia, sorry. Okay. Gainesville, Georgia. It is... It's a huge lake. Have you been there before?
Yeah.
I have not been there before. I don't think. Maybe I have.
My uncle lives in Georgia, so we go through there all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. Like, gigantic lake.
Yeah.
And it looks super, like, peaceful on the surface. Very tranquil.
It does. I mean, you wouldn't think.
But there have been over 700 deaths.
Wow.
In that lake since 1956. Wow. When it was constructed.
Wow.
So,
there.
Obviously, with this many deaths, it's, you know, not super surprising that people think it's haunted. So, there's a very controversial, like, the circumstances around how the lake was made, super controversial. There's a history of some pretty significant racial violence in, you know, the ruins of this former town that are right below the surface of the lake. So there might be some truth to this whole haunted business.
Very well could be.
All right, so let's talk about how the lake was made. In 1956, the United States Army Corps of Engineers were tasked with creating a lake to provide water and power to parts of Georgia to help prevent the Chattahoochee River.
Chattahoochee? Oh my god.
River
Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee River from flooding. So they chose to construct the lake near Oscarville in Forsyth County, Georgia. It was named after the poet and Confederate soldier, Sidney Lanier. Lake Lanier has over 692 miles of shoreline, making it the largest lake in Georgia. And it's far larger than the town of Oscarville. And this corps of engineers forcefully emptied the town so that the lake could be built.
Oh, I don't like that. No. Where did these individuals go?
So, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
So, in total, there were 250 families that were displaced. Roughly 50,000 acres of farmland was destroyed. 20 cemeteries were either relocated or otherwise engulfed by the water. Ugh. Over its 5-year construction period. So, like, what a big F you. So, like, a whole town. To be like, well, we want to put a lake here, so.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
We're going to flood you. And, like, how, like, people have sentimental.
They'd probably been there for years.
Like, attachments. Like, families like, have into been there for the generations. Land and, like, especially, like, rural, like, farming. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something that's so.
It's your livelihood.
Right. And that's, like, the land is important, too. Like, that's a big part of your
life. And also, you know, we weren't looking at some other areas. Oh, no. Let's pick this area because we can just move these individuals.
Right.
Like,
they're not important because it's a predominantly Black community and. You know, they don't matter, so.
Well, and even your dead don't matter.
Right.
Like yeah, we'll move some of them, but the rest, whatever. Yeah, whatever. They're just dead. I mean, it's fine. So cruel.
Yeah, it's really gross. Mm. So, the town of Oscarville, once they, you know, cleared everybody out forcefully.
Yeah.
It wasn't demolished before the lake was filled, because why bother?
Right.
So, they just, you know, filled up the area with water. Just flooded it and left all the buildings standing.
Which is common. I mean, a lot of these underwater towns, mm-hmm. you can still see, like, church steeples and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Divers into Lake Lanier have reported finding fully intact streets, walls, and houses.
Wow.
Which makes it the most dangerous underwater surface in the U.S. because it has all of this
stuff. I'm sure even with divers going to investigate, I mean, you're risking your life.
You are. I mean, it's probably not recommended. So all of these flooded buildings, coupled with declining water levels over the years, are presumed to be kind of the major factor in what's causing these high number of deaths that occur every year. Mm. Like we said, catching swimmers, holding them under, damaging boats, causing them to sink. And it's like, it's a deep lake.
Yeah, it is.
So it's like, I mean, if you go, and it's so large that if you go down in the middle of the lake, ugh. Like, and there's nobody around. That's
scary.
You're kind of a goner.
Great.
Like, I mean, wear your life jacket.
Haley's advice for life.
Yeah.
Wear your life jacket.
Wear your life jacket. So deaths at Lake Lanier aren't really the typical sort of, you know, lake accidents you think about.
Boating accident.
Like drowning. Yeah. Fell off the jet ski. You know, random, like, hole in boats sinking, whatever. There are reports of boats randomly bursting into flames.
Oh my God, that would be your boat.
Crazy freak accidents. People that just go missing in the lake.
What the heck?
And just really crazy unexplained.
I need to see pictures.
Tragic
down.
Events. Yeah, it's wild. So some people believe that, you know, the dark past is really responsible for all these incidents.
I could see that.
So there's some legends that the vengeful and restless spirits of those whose graves were flooded. And many of those are, you know, Black residents and those that were persecuted and driven out by these violent white mobs are behind the curse.
I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, like, yeah. Okay, so, if this wasn't awful enough, let's dive into the racist history of Oscarville. Mm. So, the town of Oscarville was once this really, like, bustling, very turn of the century, this community that had really come up. It was, you know, a big place for Black culture in the South at the time. There were over 1,100 Black landowners that, you know, owned businesses and operated, you know, farms and did all of this, you know, amazing things to make this community thrive in just Forsyth County. On September 9th of 1912, an 18-year-old white woman named May Crow was raped and murdered near Brown's Bridge on the Chattahoochee River banks, which was right by Oscarville. So, of course, who did we blame?
Of course.
You know, and a horrific thing that this woman was, you know, raped and murdered. I mean, like, yes, not discounting, like, that this is an awful thing that happened to this person, but we need to figure out who was responsible.
Right.
According to the Oxford American, which I believe is a newspaper, May Crow's murder was pinned on four young Black individuals who happened to live in the area nearby. These were siblings Oscar and Tressie Jane Daniel. They were both Oscar was 18 and Jane was 22. And then their 16-year-old cousin, Ernest Knox. And there was also another individual with them, Robert, who went by Big Rob Edwards, who was 24. So Edwards was arrested for the rape and murder and taken to jail in Cumming, Georgia, which is like the county seat of Forsyth County.
Yeah.
A day later, a white mob invaded Edwards' jail cell. They shot him, dragged him through the streets, and then hanged him from a telephone pole outside the courthouse. Jeez. So they lynched him.
Jeez.
I mean, that's what happened. A month later, Ernest Knox and Oscar Daniel appeared in court for the rape and murder of May Crow. Of course, they were found guilty by the jury, and it, you know, just over an hour's worth of a trial. Like, it was a joke.
Probably hanged themselves.
Some 5,000 people gathered to watch those teenagers be hanged.
Jeez.
So they were 18 and 16 years old.
Wow.
Or I'm sorry, they were 18 and 22.
Still, just matter.
Yeah.
So young.
Yeah. So. The other boy, Tressie, who was the 16-year-old, the charges against him were dismissed. But it's widely believed that all three of those boys that were killed were innocent of the crime. Wow. And how unfortunate, you know, this is horrific that this happened to these boys, but also what an injustice to not have found who was actually responsible.
Huge injustice.
For this. Like, somebody just got away with rape and murder.
Yeah.
Probably and for their life.
Probably some of the ones who were screaming and yelling
were at the these ones other who individuals did it.
Were probably the ones trying to deflect.
Mm-hmm. Following Edward's lynching, there were some white mobs known as Night Riders, who started going door to door across Forsyth County with torches and guns, and they burned Black businesses and churches, and demanded that all Black citizens vacate the county. So, this event, you know, led to, you know, a lot of Black individuals leaving the county, in fear for their safety. To this day, less than 5% of Forsyth County's population is Black.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, like, you can track that back to 1912.
Yeah.
I mean, that community never recovered.
Right.
From that. And, like, how could you? Especially in Georgia at that time.
Yeah. I mean any crime that could have happened, you could have been accused of.
Yeah.
And, you know, your life was at risk.
Yeah, it's really awful, and it is still, I mean, the stuff like this still happens today. This is not just a issue that happened, you know.
Which makes sense that it was only 250 people in the town at the point in the well, I guess when they started the process in the early 50s.
Yeah. And this is, you know, not saying, I mean, the South is the South. Like, we're from here, we know. The South is inherently has a bad rap for being a racist area. I mean,
right.
Historically, yeah. And I mean, it's a problem. It's not just a South problem. It is a nationwide problem.
I think, you know, we're, it's really easy to say, well, they're, you know, it's the South. They're just racist and there's all these things. But I think racism exists anywhere.
Oh, it 100% does.
It exists anywhere. And as much as there's sort of a, and I can say this as a Southerner, so, you know, y'all know what it is. Just hold on.
Yeah.
Racism is not solely a Southern issue. It exists up north too, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah, it's dangerous it not to.
Oh my gosh, that's eyes wide closed.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, and it is happening in, right in front of us every single day. Mm-hmm. Like it's still. This is not like right. This is not an issue that ended. You know, with, you know, civil, like, that didn't end with civil rights. Like, we've so, and this, I'm preaching, hopefully preaching to the choir, because I feel like we try on this podcast to make sure that we talk about this kind of stuff, but as two white women, like, it's not something that we're, you know, always want to take up space, because what did our voices really do? You know, want to leave that to... Not leave it to, but you know what I mean.
Like, however, I think it's important to be open with this conversation and also open in knowing that I just, you know, for many, many years, it was always, and I'm just going to say this as a Southern woman, it's always the South is bad, the South is racist, the South is dumb, the South, you know, all these things, you know, we're just ignorant people. All of those stereotypes that have always been put on us. And I want to say, you know, yeah, you know, we're ignorant about some things, but everybody is. And we fully admit that. But no, I mean, there's ignorance everywhere. There's racism everywhere. There's stupidity everywhere. And to say that it's a Southern problem is just a complete falsehood.
Yeah.
And that also shuts off anyone who is... maybe up north or somewhere else who is also committing acts of violence towards individuals of color.
Well, and I think it's dangerous too when we say like, oh, the South's just like that, because then we let people get away with things.
And that says that's okay.
It says it's okay. Like, oh, that's just how the South, like the South is just like that. No, I mean, yes, there is horrific racism in the South. There's horrific racism everywhere.
Everywhere.
But we don't get a pass because we're the South.
Yep.
You know, like, we need to work even harder to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of each other and combating this in any way we can, which is why it's important to vote and educate yourselves.
Exactly.
Read material.
Right.
And all the things. So do all of those things. And like, this is a thing, like, I did not know about this history of this place.
I had no idea. I've been past there many times.
Right. And like, this is something that like, I've heard about like Lanier and like all the crazy deaths and like things like that. But I had no idea that this history existed, which is so crazy.
So if you Google pictures of it, which I have been doing in between eating my Oreos, and there's actually a photograph of a tree that had been in Oscarville, probably as like a baby tree, and is when some of the water recedes, when there is, you know, not as much rain. The tree has continued to grow, and it is growing up out of the water.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to look at pictures. I didn't look at a lot of them as I did all this research. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Like the second you started talking, I was like, I must go. Oh my gosh. It's so, which I know all of you were, you know, saying to yourself, gosh, I got to get on the Google.
Yeah, get on the Google.
Get on the Google.
Okay, so there's all this really horrible history, which, you know, many places have, but now we've learned about this history. Let's talk about some hauntings.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the most popular legend surrounding Lake Lanier is the Lady of the Lake.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. In 1958, there were two young girls named Delia Mae Parker Young and Susie Roberts. They were at a dance in town, but had decided to leave the dance earlier. I guess they thought, like, this is lame. I'm out of here.
they're not playing the potty song, right, so I gotta go. They're
not playing the poop song.
The poop song.
To leave.
I gotta get out of there.
On the way home, they stopped to get gas, and then they left without paying for it.
Oh.
Oh, scandal.
Huge scandal.
They were driving across the bridge over Lake Lanier when they lost control of the car, spiraling off the edge and crashing into the lake below.
Ooh.
A year later, a fisherman out on the lake came across a decomposed, unrecognizable body floating near the bridge. At the time, no one could identify who it belonged to. It was so
badly decomposed.
Badly decomposed. It wasn't until 1990 that officials discovered a 1950s Ford sedan at the bottom of the lake with the remains of Susie Roberts still inside. With that information, they were able to identify the body found 30 years earlier as Delia Mae Parker Young's.
Wow.
So that's just kind of crazy.
I love to look at that car and see what it looked like.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But apparently, locals already knew who she was. Like, they already knew that that's who the body was. They had reportedly seen her, still in her blue dress that she was wearing that night, wandering near the bridge at night with handless arms.
Oh, nubs. That's what I would call her, nubs.
Nubs.
Hey, nubs.
She was waiting to drag unsuspecting lake goers
down with her?
Down to the bottom.
No.
Yep.
No, nubs, say it ain't so.
Which, like,
how could she drag them down?
How is she grabbing them with her handless arms? Just with her nubs. Just like a... Sorry to any amputees out there, but, like, the visual in my brain is not kind.
Oh, we're gonna get negative feedback. Haley's talking about nubs.
You said nubs.
That
first.
Is true. That is true. But you did the did motion. That was
like,
impressive.
I mean, I do have my sleeves wrapped around to try to, like.
That is true.
I mean, you could do like a bear hold and jump.
That's true. Yeah. Kind of attack you from behind and then pull
like
you
a grab
in.
And go.
Was she ever successful? I mean, I haven't heard of a lot of ghosts killing people.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're the one with the write up here.
So there's also apparently another shadowy figure that's reported being seen sitting on a raft, inching himself across the water with a long pole. And holding up a lantern.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
He clearly didn't have nubs.
No, he has full dexterity.
Okay,
in his
good, good. Because otherwise that
full
would be
dexterity.
A real pain in the butt.
Yeah. It's a lot. So those are kind of the hauntings.
Just quick side note. If you saw nubs on a bridge or you saw a guy with a huge pole and a lantern trying to drag his ass across the river or the lake, wouldn't you be like, what the F?
Nah. I'd be like...
She would be drinking her bottle of wine.
Get it, dude.
Eating her Oreos, you know, just not thinking
it's
of a
fine.
Thing. We're like, hey, Henry. Hey, Nubs.
It's fine.
What up, y'all? I would have a problem with it, but whatever. It's fine.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
She wouldn't.
No,
it's just another night
not.
For her.
I'm just gonna let it go. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna let it.
She works in the
go.
Schools. This is normal.
Yeah, this is accurate.
Nubs on a bridge. That's gonna be a movie.
So I think there is a documentary. Several documentaries,
oh,
I'm sure, out there about this place.
I'm gonna have to watch them all.
Same.
I love documentaries.
There are no lifeguards on duty in
of
any of the swimming
not.
Areas. Just as
they
a
would
fun
be dead.
Fact, right? Like it just. I mean, why add any
What's
extra
the point?
Safety? Right. It's already.
We're not paying you to do nothing.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
because it would be a search and rescue, search and recovery, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. I was looking to see when the most recent death was, because...
Shouldn't you be doing this before we meet?
Yeah, probably, but I just was curious now, like... I wanted to talk about the hauntings, and I was like, you know what?
Side note. I should
probably find these out. In 2022, just in the first 6 months, there were 14 boating-related fatalities.
Oh, my gosh.
67 injuries and 114 incidents.
Why do people keep coming here, then?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't know the
fatality. No, they know. They know.
You're so emphatic about it. They know. They love it. They just want to see nubs.
They just want to see the nubs. So there's not a whole, obviously there's not a lot of like info out for 2023, but there's 2022 data because this is like a thing people do. They like report all the deaths because there's so many. So
by
them.
June of 22, I mean, we're looking at 14 fatalities. That is astronomical.
Yeah. So August 28th of 2022, 21-year-old, was swimming with two friends at the old federal campground when he began to struggle and went underwater. So that's what's so crazy. And like, I've heard these stories before, like, it's like, they'll be out swimming and then all of a sudden, like, somebody just goes under and they can't find them.
Nubs grabbed them.
And they're under.
Yeah.
So they're getting, the theory is that they're getting caught on like these pieces of buildings or trees or whatever that are still under.
That is just pulling them down.
Yeah. They like, and they can't get back up.
So something to think about in the ghost world would be, it seems like the lake wanted these two girls from the 50s, right? And so they were sort of the first maybe casualties of this.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, now they are recruiting for the lake.
Possibly.
Just saying.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it's just like, that's all of these... Ghosts love
company.
All these drownings. Like, it's insane. Like, why would you go here?
I would... Nope.
No, why would you swim here?
Nope. Nope.
That's insane. Nope. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in the grand scheme of things, if you have 10 million people visiting every year, like a few hundred deaths probably didn't feel like a lot, but that's a lot.
Yeah. So what are you doing this weekend? You want to go to Lake Lanier?
I guess we better.
Okay. I want to see nubs.
I do too. I mean, I want to, can we just sit at your house and just, we'll just watch the documentary on
I think we should.
TV.
We should.
Okay. Let's do that instead.
Yeah. Fill up my son's little tiny.
Yeah.
Outdoor pool.
Then we can just put our feet in it.
Pretend that we're at the lake.
Yeah, just pretend.
Wow, look at us.
We'll put, like, does he have, looking around here, he's got a train set. We could put that under, like, little buildings.
Oh, that's true.
In the pool. And
fill it. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be upset.
He would.
You know, well, you know? You gotta take one for the team.
Right, I mean.
When mommy's a podcaster.
We gotta use the toys.
Exactly. Kaylee will be drinking her wine.
Yep, I will. We'll be watching.
Back at it. We'll report back. We'll let you know how it went. And
yeah.
Hopefully she won't drown. Actually, as a matter of fact, there is a lovely little life vest that my son, little floaty vest
that he has
for the pool. So if you can put that on, it can be yours.
Yeah. Well, and there's the thing. There's not, like, wear your dang life vests.
That is another thing.
Why would you get into a large body of water like that? I don't care if you look like the biggest dork on the planet. I'm wearing a life jacket.
Exactly.
Sorry about it.
I'm going to have on floaties. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm 100% wearing a life jacket. If I'm out on a lake where I'm like, I cannot physically, my out of shape human body, swim to the shore...
Exactly.
I'm going to have a life vest on.
Same.
Whole time. Tan lines. I don't care.
Who cares about tan lines? You want to live.
I'm going to wear my life jacket.
Exactly.
Crazy. That's it.
Man. If only Della May had on her life jacket, but she couldn't button it up. So.
No. And, you know. With those nubs.
Poor Della May.
Which, like, why... No, I still can't figure out why she doesn't have hands.
If you're dead, can't you just, like, grow your hands back or something? Right. Like, why? Did her... did her hands come off when she was like decomposing? Is that if she was found handless?
That wasn't in the report.
Well, then what is that?
Why is she handless? Does
it
just,
it makes it more creepy?
Maybe.
That she's nubby?
It would be more creepy to me if she was armless.
Oh, that'd be cool. She'd have to do a lot with her mouth. How would she pull you down? Like, go drag you with her teeth?
Runs, jumps, does like a crazy leg hold.
And then pretty soon you're in the water. Yeah. You're like,
whoa.
Wow.
Thighs of steel.
Definitely. She's been doing her Suzanne Summers thigh master.
Yeah.
Why, that's a... You guys are like, how old is Holly? I do want to see Nubs.
I do.
And I think it's worth Haley going just to see Nubs.
You have to go and with
she's,
me.
She's going to be FaceTiming me. So I have a child to raise. I can't die.
I have a dog.
Your grandma would easily take care of your dog.
Okay.
Just take your wine. It'll be fine.
Okay. I'll wear a life jacket.
FaceTime me. Okay. Let me know.
You're in the car with me. I don't know how you think you're getting out of this.
Clever. I'll be driving and then I'll just...
Yeah, you can drive. I'll let you drive.
Off a bridge.
Over the bridge.
And then you'll call me Nubs.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll call me Stubs. Maybe like half of my lower half will be gone. Okay. It'll really scare the heck out of you.
Maybe.
Hey, Stubs.
Stubs and Nubs.
Stubs and Nubs. We could have been twins.
Mm. Alrighty then.
We should probably end this.
Yeah, we got to.
It's intense.
It's gotta go.
Okay, if you want to email us some of your reflections, have you been to Lake Lanier? Have you experienced anything crazy? Please share with us at, you know, our email. Actually, Haley's the only one who reviews the email, so
yeah,
you know.
I do.
If you want to tell her something deep and personal, have at it.
Go for it.
You can email us at mountainmysteries.appalachian@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. You can find us on Instagram at mountainmysteries.appalachia and Patreon, patreon.com/mountainmysteries. Haley, do you have a shout out?
Yeah.
You gotta get on this, girlfriend. She's too busy looking at Nubs.
One. I was trying to find a fun one. Let's do...
How about Forsyth County, Georgia?
Oh, sure. That one. As well as... Kokomo, Indiana. Kokomo?
Bermuda, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda. I'm not gonna sing the whole thing because I don't wanna get...
Indiana?
Well, hell, I mean, it can be anything, anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
I love it. Down to Kokomo. We'll get there fast and take it slow.
All the way to Indiana?
All the way to Indiana. All
right.
I'm going with Nub. She's driving. But careful over those bridges.
Yikes. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
God, I hope so.
Bye. Oh.